I really should apologise to my husband. We did actually sing another hymn on the way down, but however. Very often when I share my testimony, I thank you for this opportunity to share what the Lord Jesus Christ means to me. Like many believers, I love the book of Psalms. And in Psalm 116, it says, "I love the Lord because he heard my voice." And I think that just sums up a testimony so simply and just so well. But you know, this evening, as we were singing Psalm 103, I thought, isn't that wonderful? Another hymn or psalm of testimony. "Bless the Lord, O my soul." And it says, "He redeems thy life from destruction. He forgave all thine iniquities." Doesn't that just put it in a nutshell? What the Lord has done for his people. I live a bit from here in County Tyrone. I don't come from County Tyrone originally. We've lived 10 years in County Tyrone. We were 10 years living in Newry in County Down, and some 6 years in Corrigarry in County Monaghan. When we lived in Monaghan, our daughter had a Monaghan accent. Morris is from County Down. He speaks with a County Down accent. And I had my own accent. I'm from Scotland. And we had people visiting, and they said, "I don't understand your house. Three of you, and you all speak different." Of course, then Emma got a County Down accent when she went to County Down. And now, of course, it's a Tyrone sort of twist to it. But like me, she's a bit of a mongrel as far as accents go. So I hope you can understand. I don't need an interpreter this evening. I was brought up in the Free Church of Scotland, up in the Highlands outside the town, or it's, I think it's a city now, of Inverness. And from the earliest age, I would have known the gospel. I lived in the country, and I have to say I lived a very sheltered life in my childhood, but a very happy childhood. And I knew the gospel, the church we went to. I suppose the equivalent would be Covenanter in this country. We were reformed, very reformed in doctrine, and only sang psalms without music. And I knew I needed to be saved. And I knew I had a desire, you know, to go to heaven, even as a child. But while the preaching was excellent, so often I just couldn't grasp the way of salvation. I wanted to be saved, but I just didn't know how. I heard the truth, but unfortunately, the truth just seemed to go about here, just above my head, and I couldn't grasp it. And there was an old preacher in our area, and he also taught in our school. And in these days, it makes me sound so old, but he used to apply the Board of Education to the seat of learning, and there was no problem with that. But he also taught the children God's word, as well as whatever his subject was in school. But he said, you know, in our part of the world, we raise our children on three things. This is lovely stuff, boys and girls. Three things. The Psalms, the Shorter Catechism, and this is the best bit of all, porridge. And you know, you're laughing. Just to be thankful for your Rice Krispies and Cocoa Pops in the morning. I had liberal portions every day, yes, every day of all three. But you know, I hate to say it, I loved porridge. I loved it. So I was taught the gospel and I knew the way of salvation. But I just couldn't quite grasp how you could be saved. I knew I was a sinner. I knew that in my head, but I didn't know what to do about it. And then when I was still a child, a mission came to our village, which was just a mile or so, maybe a mile and a half to 2 miles from where I lived. Now, to say that in this country is very commonplace, and there's nothing unusual to say you had a mission. But if I were to tell you that, speaking to an old person when I was a child, if they said they remembered one other mission, and counting that old person's age, and my age, which is knocking on now too, in over 100 years, two gospel missions. I've never heard of another one since I've got saved in that particular village. Wouldn't it be awful if there was boys and girls and young people and older people from this county and this town who had a gospel mission round the corner and neglected God's salvation? Appreciate the privileges that you have of hearing the gospel preached, but don't only just listen to the gospel, accept the Christ of the gospel that you hear presented to you. So there wasn't much gospel preaching outside our church at that time, and I went along to the mission, and it was very attractive. I went to the children's meeting, rushed home from school, and then I went back to the adult meeting at night. I brought my friend. Sometimes we were the only two at the meeting. And I heard a little hymn being played. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It's no secret what God can do. And you know, sometimes a hymn sticks in your mind, or a song, or part of a tune, and this seemed to go round and round in my head, and I thought of, then after a couple of days, you know, I thought of the words of that hymn, or that song, particularly the part, with arms wide open, he'll pardon you. And you know, just as a child, after, it was a Sunday evening after church, went to the gospel mission, and we came home and we read God's word, and when it was my turn to read, I always used to read it at top speed and to get it over with quickly. But that night I read God's word reverently when it came my turn, and I went to bed, and you know this, God convicted me as a child of my sin. Before that, I knew I was a sinner in my head, but it slipped down as at the vital 18 inches to my heart, and I can say I felt a sinner before God that night. And so very simply, in my room, the side of my bed, I asked the Lord Jesus to come into my heart and to forgive my sin. And that's exactly what he did. The next morning, I opened God's word and he spoke to me through his word. That was just the start of a whole new life in Christ. Now, there was no real drama. It wasn't the like Paul on the Damascus Road. It was just a child's prayer. But God heard, and God answered, and he saved me that night, and he made me his own that very night, and I thank him for it. It was just the start of a whole new life in Christ. That's why I can say tonight, I love the Lord. Why? Because he heard my voice, he forgave my sin, and he took over my life that night. And then I had a desire to serve the Lord, and eventually I felt called of the Lord to train for a service, and I went to the Faith Mission to do my training. I didn't feel called to the ministry of the Faith Mission, although I did a year's work after college with the mission, probably because of my background. Before I even went, I said, I don't feel called to a pulpit ministry. I got a very big scolding from our interim moderator in our church before I went to college, and he said, do you know that these people are Arminian? I said, oh yes. Didn't know what it meant, but I knew. And then he said, you know, we're Calvinistic. And I said, oh yes, yes, I know. Hadn't a clue really. Well, I knew my catechism, but I didn't really know what all it meant. I didn't understand, but I assured him that was okay, I knew. So I got my own theology book and off I went to Faith Mission, and there I began to train to serve the Lord. I said I felt called to personal work. I didn't really know where the Lord was calling me. And then I had a blissful first year in college, not a foot wrong. These days they were so, so strict. The girls that worked with me said, goodness, Christmas, you're going to a place that it's like a monastery, only there's men and women there. It was extremely strict in those days. So I had a lovely breeze of a first year. And then second year all changed because I met Morris. But the matron had little things that she called PIs. And I very quickly, I didn't need any PIs in first year. Please note that. No PIs in first year. PIs were private interviews. I had a few after I met Morris. But however, that's a story for another day, I think. I'll not say any more about that. And so I thank the Lord, even for there in Edinburgh, that he guided us together. And we felt called to train to do some children's work. And we did that. And then we worked with Morris's home church, Hillsborough, doing children's work. And then the Lord led him on further to train for the ministry. And we went south. And I thought this evening, you know, Morris spoke this morning about crisis, and every believer has crisis in their life's experience. Everybody has crisis of some kind or another. And, you know, while I thank the Lord for saving me and for keeping me, of course it hasn't been all sunshine and roses. There's been the ups and there's been the downs. And there's been times when you hardly knew where to turn. But the Lord was always there. Can I recommend my Saviour to you tonight? He's a never-failing friend. And how can I come here tonight and give my testimony? Because the Lord Jesus Christ has saved me and brought me to himself. And because he's with me day by day. Yes, I thank the Lord for saving me. And as we learned this morning, that's just the beginning of the Christian life. And we have to go on day by day. And when the wind's in our face, the Lord is still with us. And he's a never-failing friend. We do some five-day clubs in our area and some the villages round about us. Small villages and the country children, well, they're quite a bit easier worked with sometimes than some of the other city children. And it's a joy to be able to share God's word with these boys and girls. And the eagerness, I should say that all these children, I think they're all Roman Catholics, and yet their eagerness to learn God's word is amazing. We had a group in our own village in Victoria. We do it in a circuit. We start in the afternoon and do a couple, and then we have tea at the manse, and then we go to our own village after tea and do our five-day club there. And we were doing our club, and we had really lots of children in the park just down the road from us. And some of the boys said to me, "Can't come tomorrow, miss." I said, "Oh, dear. Why not? Is it football or something?" And he said, "No," he said, "we're going to Hunger Strikers Memorial March." I said, "Well, it's fine, on you go, you boy." What do you say? But we had them 4 days out of the five, so we praise the Lord for that. And to be able to teach them, and they work so hard to learn their memory verse. My daughter helped out in a club at Claddy, which is right on the border. And again, they were all Roman Catholic children. And after the meeting, they were encouraged to learn their memory verse. And they were given a memory verse each. And this little boy, he actually went, "You know," I said, "no, I'm a Protestant. I can't take that. I'm a Protestant." You know, and I don't know what he thought that he was being taught. All the children, of course, were Roman Catholic. Obviously, he had been told just to be careful when he was mixing with his friends or whatever that were Roman Catholic. He was a little visitor. He didn't belong there. Let me assure you, he definitely didn't belong to Claddy. But here, he heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. One day, it was very wet, and we thought, what are we going to do? Because we're just in the open air. And some of the girls came out and they were chatting to me and they said, "What are we going to do, miss? What are we going to do?" And I said, "Well, I think there's a little entry down there." It was a row of houses, but somebody's washing was hanging in the entry. I said, "I think I'll go to the store and ask this lady, could we perhaps use her entry and have our children in the fire?" I didn't know what I was going to do about the washing. And before I could go, the wee girl was off and she bangs the door and she says to the woman that came out, "I'm standing there trying to sort of saying, I don't know this child. And she says, can the Bible bashers use your entry? And I said, but is it all right, you know, and can we sort of fix your washing? And so, but the children didn't want to miss the club. I've had parents come and say, can we pay for this? What do we owe you? And parents rounding up children to bring them to the five-day club to hear the gospel. Yes, he's a wonderful Saviour. And it's a joy tonight to be here to share what the Lord means and to share with others, and boys and girls, of the Lord Jesus Christ.